Kadarius came
Love
and barbecued.
Hope Radio.
What
17.
Joshua 17.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm going to be in Joshua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I had lost it last time. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know why you were reading that, but it wasn't this.
Okay.
I know, I kept trying to follow her. I was like, I never have a hard time finding somebody. I couldn't find them.
Nobody could.
So what book were you reading out of?
Judges.
I'm sorry, I'm in Judges.
Wait. Oh, you went ahead of us. Praise God. Oh, boy. That was good reading, I tell you. I was so deep into it, but I definitely couldn't follow along. I was trying my best.
I recommend you skip some of these names. Okay. I thought I had wrote my name on it, but I was in the wrong one. I never could find my name wrote. Okay, I'm in Joshua 17.
Okay. Oh, boy. What a way to start the prayer line down. Praise God. That was a really good read, and I'll never forget that part when we get to it.
All right, congratulations, America. This was the allotment of the tribe called Manasseh, Joshua, and Joseph, firstborn. That is for Manasseh, firstborn.
Manasseh.
Makiah was the ancestor of the Gileadites, who had received Gilead and Basman because the Makiahites was great soldiers. So this allotment was for the rest of the people of Manasseh, the clan of Abazel, Hebek, and Arael, Sherman, Hepha, and what that other word?
Shemita.
These are the other male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clan. Zelophehad, son of Hepha, the son of Gilead, and the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no son but only daughter. Those names was Makhela, Nora, Hogan, Milcah. Makhela and what they Tyson. Anyway, they went to Elza the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leader, and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So Joshua gave them an inheritance along with the brother of their father, according to the Lord command. Manasseh shed consisted of 10 tracts of land beside Gilead and Basan, east of the Jordan, because the daughter of the tribe of Manasseh received an inheritance among the sons. The land of Gilead belongs to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh extended from Asher to Mishat, east of Sherman. The border ran southward from there to include the people living in Tappan. Manasseh had the land of Tappan, but Tappan itself on the border of Manasseh belongs to the Ephraimites. Then the borderer continued south to the Kavon River. There was a town belongs to infant line among the town of Manasseh. But the boundary of Manasseh was the northern side of the Raven and ended at the sea. on the south of the land belongs to Ephraim, on the north of Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh reached the sea and bordered Asher on the north and the Issachar on the east. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh also had Bethshan, was that Emlyn?
Emlyn,
and the people are Dor Eder.
Endor.
What's their name? Tashu?
Tamek.
Tamek. Name it. Megiddo. Together with their surrounding settlements, the third in the list of Napa. Yet the Manasseh was not able to accomplish these towns, for the Canaanites were determined to live in the region. However, when the Israelites grew strong, they subject the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not drive them out completely. The people of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you given us only one allotment and one portion for an inheritance? We are a numerous people, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly. If you are so numerous," Joshua answered, "and if the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you, go up into the forest and clean land for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaites." The people of Joseph replied, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who live in the plains have iron carriages. Both those in Bethshan and its settlement and those in the valley of Jezreel." But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, "You are numerous and very powerful. You will have not only one allotment, but the forest hill country as well. Clear it, and its forest limits will be yours. Through the Canaanites have iron character, and though they are strong, you are driving them out."
You can drive them out.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mom, for making a correction on that reading tonight. Joshua 17. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started with the meeting here. Let's see here. I don't think I have everybody down. I have Sister Shirley, Angela, Mother May, Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Auntie Dot.
Okay, praise God. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service, and we're so happy that you are here to share the good news tonight. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Oh, God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. And Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers and teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, Angela. And I will go ahead and get started with the program tonight. I will start out with Auntie Betty.
Good Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Since today is communion day, I'm reading communion scripture all first Sunday churches.
Right.
And that verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had suffered, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drink unworthy, eateth and drink damnation unto himself, not concerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if you would judge yourself, we should not be juried. But when we are juried, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brother, when you come together to eat, carry one for another. And if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And Angela, I didn't follow the program. Mom jinked me. Mom jinked me. Okay, I see we have a couple more callers that called in. We have Brother Daniel. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we also have Auntie Marie. Amen.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Well, I am going to play my song. Thank you for that reading, Carrie. Me, Auntie Betty, out of 1 Corinthians. And this is a mood of Tasha Khan.
I'm coming through good. I do apologize, guys. We just got to move on. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, you have any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38, verse 22. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Are you not the one I spoke of in former days by my servant, the prophet of Israel? At that time, they prophesied the years that I would bring you against them. This is what would happen in that day. When God attacks the land of Israel, my hot temple will be aroused, declared the sovereign Lord. In my zeal and fury, wrath, I declare that all at that time there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, every creature that moves along the ground, and all the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence. The mountains will be overturned. The cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground. I will summon a sword against God on all my mountains, declared the sovereign Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother. I will execute judgment upon him with plague and bloodshed. I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on the many nations with him. And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. And unfortunately, I didn't get the book that you was reading from. I couldn't hardly hear you in the beginning. What book was it?
Ezekiel 38, and I started at verse 17.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Okay, let's see here. Let's see, Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll read Romans chapter 7, verse 15 to 25. For I do not understand what I am doing, for I do not practice what I wish, but I do what I hate. However, if I do what I do not wish, I agree that the law is fine. But now I am no longer the one doing it, but it is the sin that resides in me. For I know that in me that is in my flesh there dwelleth nothing good. For I have the desire to do what is fine, but not for the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good that I wish, but the bad that I do not wish is what I practice. If then I do what I do not wish, I am no longer the one carrying it out, but it is the sin dwelling in me. I find then the law is my case. When I wish to do what is right, what is bad is present with me. I really delight in the law of God according to the man I am within. But I see in my body another law warning against the law of my mind and leading me captive to sin's law. That is in my body. Mercy man that I am, who will rescue me from the body ongoing from the death. Thanks to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then with my mind, I myself am a slave to God's law, but with my flesh to sin law. Therefore, those is in union with Christ Jesus, how to condemn them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we have a bad reception tonight. And again,
yes.
God, I did not get the book that you was reading from. And you know what?
Romans.
It's not really your fault, because if I knew that Bible, I would have known where you was reading from. But unfortunately, I don't know the Bible like that, so I do need your reading.
Okay, it was Romans chapter 7, verse 17. Wait a minute. It was Romans chapter 7.
25.
Yeah, 15 to 25.
Praise
okay.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we have a bad reception tonight, so I do apologize for that. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Tell true forgiveness. The parable that Jesus told about forgiveness suggests that showing forgiveness involves a progress. We forgive because we are forgivers. Forgiveness is not a matter of quality, but a matter of the quality of generous forgiveness, regardless of how much or how often we have been mistreated. We are obligated to forgive because it will bring us into harmony with one another. The rule of this ghetto illustrates the first part of the progress. The debtor owed the king a fortune, but asked for the king to be lenient with him. He wanted more time to repay his debt. But his master took pity on him and completely canceled his debt. The second segment of the story tells how the forgiveness debtor dealt with his own debtor. Though he was owing a small amount that he had little patience, he demanded the immediate return to his money. So we are so much like that man. We have offered God limitless and or forgiveness without limit. We want relief from our debtor and relief from our bondage. But when someone has offered us, we are slow and ungrudgingly with our forgiveness. How often should we forgive those who offered us? Peter thought the number 7 sounded about right. Jesus had a more infinity number in mind. But because Peter seemed to need a number, he allowed himself to be confined by saying 70 times 7. But the number suggests that we need to forgive as infinity as God forgive us. If we seek harmony in our church, peace in our family, and contentment in our community, it is our responsibility as member of the household of faith to remain humble. We can help achieve that as we practice true forgiveness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, the wisdom of Jesus. Mark 6, chapter 1 through 6. Jesus left there in his hometown, accompanied by his disciples, when the Sabbath in the synagogue, many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get that? Where did this man get get these things from. They ask what this wisdom that given him, what are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Jacob, and Judas, and Simon? His sister here with us, and they took offering at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own town, among his relations, and in his own home. He could not do any miracle thing except that." His hand on a few sick people and healed them. He was amazed and their lacking of faith. Then Jesus went around town, around teaching from village to village. Amen. Did you hear me?
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Mark. Next, yes. I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the second epistle of John, chapter 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only, but also all they that had known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as thing I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which was had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after the commandment. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it. For many deceivers are entering into the world, who confess not the Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look unto yourself, what we lose not these things which we have what, but we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgress against and abide in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abide in the doctrine of Christ, and he have both the Father and the Son. If there come in unto you and bring you not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that buys him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and to speak to you face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of their elect the children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. I'll take Terry out of Second John. Next I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Hosea, chapter 14,
verses 1 through 9. Return, O Lord, to the Lord your God. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our God to what our own hand have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely. For my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree. His fragrance is like the cedar of Lebanon. Men will dwell again in the shade. He will flourish like the grain. He will blossom like a vine. And his fame will be like the wine from Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more do I have to do with idols? I will also answer him and care for him. I am like a green pine tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Who is wise, he will realize these things. Who is discerning, he will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert out of Hosea. Next I have Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. We're coming out of Matthew 11:7-19. When Jesus utters the words of Matthew 11:7-19 to the crowd, he does so immediately after responding to John's inquiry about his identity. At this point, John the Baptist is in prison, and he sends a disciple to ask Christ if he is the Messiah. Jesus responds by saying he is the fulfillment of Isaiah 35:5-6, which is as close to an affirmative response as John is going to get from Jesus. Jesus proceeds to discuss the relationship between his ministry and the John the Baptist ministry, explaining John's role as the forerunner of the Messiah. Jesus goes on and identifies John as a prophet who was more than a prophet. John was unique. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets, and at the same time, John was the first of the New Testament prophets. John was more than a prophet because he alone was the forerunner of the Messiah. This is out of Malachi 3:1. He was the unique privilege of preparing the world for the Messiah and introducing him to the world. In this, he followed the ancient custom of being the herald of a new king who would assist residents in clearing and cleaning the roads for the advent of a new king. Jesus continues to evaluate John and announces that John is the greatest of the prophets. John's character, conviction, and faithfulness were impeccable. Also, John was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was still in his mother's womb. This is out of Luke 1:41. John had the awesome opportunity of proclaiming the Messiah, a role that was great because of the greatness of the one John announced. One of the key passages that I really wanted to talk about was how Jesus revealed that John came in the spirit of the foretold Elijah. He also rebuked the people for not giving John the respect he deserves as a messenger of God's word.
it was so ironic that the people criticized John for his fasting, from food and from alcohol, saying that he was possessed by death, by demons. Yet, they also criticized Jesus because he sat among sinners and he ate and he drank because of the company that he keeps.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in summary, you know, Jesus just wants us to come as we are. We can't let people try to tell us how we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to act. Because they're going to criticize, those non-believers are going to criticize us no matter what.
Exactly. Amen.
So the wisdom out of this is mainly that they both were right in the sight of God as long as they were declaring the gospel. And that's what we should do. It's not about how we look, how we dress, or, you know, so much about how we do as long as we're doing it in God's walk.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Angela, for that lesson in Matthew today. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that would lead me to, Auntie Carrie, you missed Brother Daniel singing last week.
I got a surprise for Brother Daniel today.
Okay. All right, Brother Daniel, anything you want to share with the group tonight? Okay, so maybe he'll click on in a little bit. And now,
yeah, I just want to say hey to everybody. I hope everybody has a nice 4th of July.
All right, praise God. We're glad to hear you.
I'm standing here, but I mean,
amen.
Amen. I'll meet.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our second shut-in, especially for Auntie Waleen and Kamisha and Joe. And Father God, we ask that you cover them with your feathers and protect them as you promised in Psalms 91. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing the ones that has been affected by this virus. And for the ones that has lost a loved one, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. And Father God, we need you to intervene, to come to our rescue, and allow us to see the lesson that we are to get from this storm that the whole world is experiencing. And we thank you in advance that you would come and help us in a time of trouble. And we need that. And we know that nothing is too big or too hard for you. So we're asking for miracles to take place right now in all of your creation. To God be the glory, we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, birthdays. I'm looking at July 5th through the 11th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Yeah, I have quite a few. We have on July the 6th, I have Frank. On July the 7th, I have Jeremy Lewis. On July the 9th, I have Eddie, Isaiah, and Shantony. Is that correct, Aunt Bet?
Who?
Shantony.
Oh, yeah, Shantony. Okay, yes. Okay.
Okay. And then on July the 10th, of course, we have Auntie Waleen.
Yes.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. Brother Hubert, would you sing the birthday song for us tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more. Thank you, Brother Hubert, for that beautiful song. And we got to move right on into our praise report, testimony, song of poem. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Marie.
Yes?
You have a praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
Oh, okay. Sing the fifth chapter, starting at the seventh verse. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord is coming. See how the farmers wait for the land to yield its valuable crop. Patience waiting for the autumn and spring rain. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, and you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Next I go to, let's see here, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, and since I didn't hear Daniel sing his song, I'm going to sing it tonight.
Hey, oh, wow. Hey,
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, should I get a thumbs up from Daniel? Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that song, Auntie Carrie. Next I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise for a testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay, how about you, Mother? Any praise for a testimony?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Brother Hubert. Any praise for a testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a poem.
Amen.
That I'll be reading out the Red Prayer Book. Face to face. Face to face, I long to see you, Lord, as I wait here all alone. The world forgotten, vain and empty, as I bow before your throne. I reach as far as I can, Lord, and I know you'll meet me there, and let me look upon your beauty in the solitude of prayer. There's no pretense, here is your presence, my heart transparent before your eyes. I yield my will, this earthly vessel, to my Lord God, only wise. You are pure and holy, crowned with glory. Oh, that I could reach through time and space, for I long to hear you always, to hold you face to face. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Brother Hubert. Next, I go to Sister Angela. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a praise report, and then I do also, and I also have a poem. Well, I do want to give you guys, an update on my voice therapy. It seems like it sounds horrible now, but I did go to this therapist this week, and she had gave me homework last week to do. And then when she realized there was no improvement, she realized she gave me too much hard work to do, so she had to put me in had to put me in remedial classes and start from the beginning to learn how to talk. So one of my friends told me they feel like they put me on the yellow bus to start learning how to talk again.
Put you on the shout bus, huh?
So I'm gonna keep trying. Hopefully soon God will just help me reopen up my voice. But the praise report that I really wanted to share today is that Mom and Hubert, they always study together and get ready for church together. And I understand that Hubert was teaching Sunday school this week. And, Mom always telling him how to do it, when to do it, and what to do. And so he just said, Mama, I got this. I'm going to take care of it. I got it. I ain't worried about it. So from my understanding, I wasn't there to hear it, but from Mom's feedback, he did a wonderful job this morning in teaching the Sunday school class, and I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
I knew that was your calling, Hubert. I knew
it. Yeah, I got to let the point go.
All my life.
He brought it long enough. He was that fast.
Never too late. Okay, and then this poem that I have kind of goes right along with that. That what we do is also to give glory to God. So with Jesus' help, it's the title of the poem. That's why Hubert did such a wonderful job. I will do my best. Jesus will give you the strength you need when you trust Him and you do your best with love, with patience, and with gentleness in your heart. Then, don't worry about tomorrow, but put your complete trust in the Lord. His grace is sufficient. His power is always present. His arms will hold you. His spirit will guide you. His strength will sustain you. His love will surround you. His presence will watch over you. Lord Jesus, with your help, I will do my best. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, thank you for sharing the praise report and giving us an update on your health. And we're just going to keep praying for you that you push through this, learning how to talk again.
Amen.
But you're 15 and we're trying to learn how to talk.
Amen.
Okay, praise God. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would just like to give some encouraging words tonight.
Amen.
And do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the time you can, to all the people you can, as long as you can. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep moving forward for the Lord. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that word of encouragement, Auntie Betty. Amen. Okay, next we have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, all right. Danielle, I'm going to have to come back to you because I think Auntie Carrie did a beautiful job on your song. How about it?
Man.
Yeah, I'm just listening and I'm sitting here eating some What Would You Like stuff.
Okay.
You don't
mind,
but I say God bless everybody, though.
Amen. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we need to sign Park. And I have Joshua 18. Yes, that's right. Joshua 18. Do I have any pictures for that?
Auntie Betty,
Joshua, okay. How about for the opening prayer or the blessing of the prayer line, whichever you want to do? Do I have any takers for the opening prayer?
I'll do it.
That's Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, I decided to throw the sick and shut in there since we don't have that long list anymore. I decided to throw that in there. So if anyone wants to volunteer to do a sick and shut-in prayer, please feel free. Don't want to leave you guys out of anything. We want to include you in everything that we can. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I have the closing prayer. Any takers for the closing prayer?
I do the closing prayer.
Wait a minute! Did I hear Auntie Dot?
No, you did not.
Okay, Shirley, we gotta put you down for next week.
All right.
All right, Brother Huber. Okay, so for next week we have Joshua 18. Auntie Betty will be reading that. For the opening prayer, Auntie Carrie will be taking care of that. And for the closing prayer, Brother Huber will be doing that. And with that being said, everyone could bow their head for the closing prayer led by Sister Angela. Amen.
Amen.
All righty, thank you, guys. Father, how excellent is your name. We rejoice in your love that including the plan to redeem humanity by sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins and to rise again. We are blessed beyond measures to be filled with your Holy Spirit to guide us, teach us, and empower us. Father God, may we be bold and courageous, like the prophets before us, to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God dwells among us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, boy, I want to thank everybody for a beautiful show tonight, although we got started out on the wrong foot, but we made correction, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And that concludes our program for tonight. And I pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And I am totally off cue tonight. I told you playing this song, but I'm just going to see if it's going to play right. If not, we'll just go on into the closing prayer. Everyone, would just bear with me for just a couple more minutes, please. Angela, you got me covered?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Every praise belongs to Him. Okay.
Amen.
Well, that's our program for tonight. I pray that there was something shared that would help us through our challenging week. And Father God, we ask for your guidance to help us through these trying times. For we put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a pleasant, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Family, we wish you a blessed week. Good night, everyone.